Hey. Hi guys, welcome to the Creepy Kids podcast. As usual, I am Aditi.
I am Anushka.
And yeah, today again we have some really creepy horror stories for you guys. And we also have a really exciting announcement, but we'll save that for the end of the episode. So make sure that you stay tuned till the end, because it's like the greatest thing ever. Yes. Yeah, we're so excited for it. It's going to be coming out in the next episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, stay tuned for that. And yeah, let's begin today's episode. So this story is titled "My Romantic Cabin Getaway with My Fiancé Isn't Exactly Going as Planned." So this person uploaded this on Reddit, and he was giving like regular updates, so it might not be like the normal format. Yeah, you'll see how it goes. So let's begin. "My fiancé and I are from California, but her family lives in Colorado. And they own a cabin near Pikes Peak, way up in the mountains," which is like red light number one. Yeah. "After visiting them, they recommended we go stay in the cabin for a few days. We are avid hikers and jumped at the opportunity. Colorado is very rich in Native American folk legend." Like, this sentence got me. "Virtually every place you go used to belong to an indigenous community, and the few of them who remain keep the traditions and the stories alive. Pike's Peak is no different. There are enough stories to give anybody the sense that the land itself is alive. I don't know if this has anything to do with what is happening, but maybe someone here from Colorado, and maybe someone here is from Colorado and could help us connect the dots." So as I mentioned, this was uploaded on Reddit, so they were asking for help. "Faye and I are currently at the cabin. It's day 4 and we were planning on leaving today. But things have gotten very strange around here, and it looks like we are going to be here for a while longer. We have enough food for a winter, and the heater is in stellar order. But the Wi-Fi is terrible at best, and there is virtually no cell reception. We feel isolated. I will try to respond to comments, but the internet gives out for hours at a time up here. Whew. The first queer thing that happened was the snow. There was no snow in the forecast, so we packed light. But on the first night here, just our luck, a blizzard pounded the whole area. My little Corolla is basically a brick of ice outside, and there's no way I'm going to try to make the 6 mile drive down to the mountain to the town." Okay, so it's maybe that's the car. "I blame myself for trusting Colorado in spring. After a day," so this is Thursday, "of lovely hiking and sightseeing, some really unsettling stuff started happening. When we returned to the cabin just before dusk, we found an enormous dream catcher dangling from a tree about a dozen yards from the back door. This wasn't the kind you are imagining, the kind you buy from a novelty shop. This thing was made from twigs and twines, and it's about 3 feet in diameter. Absolutely humongous. Neither Faye nor I was stupid enough to catch it.
Good.
That's good. We are veteran horror movie fans and we know that's how you get cursed. I mean, that is why I love watching horror movies. Because
they give us an idea.
Yeah. It's basically educational.
Yeah.
If the snow melts a bit, I'll get back out there and snap a picture of it and post it here. They didn't post any picture, so maybe the snow did not melt. That night, we were eating dinner. We heard a bunch of noises in the woods outside. Twigs crunching, leaves rustling. I hate that. This isn't unusual because we saw some elk and deer on our hike, but the sounds were slow and purposeful. They stopped and scattered and were rhythmic, like someone was casing the area in a crescent shape around the cabin. I used my really bright tactical flashlight to look outside from the porch, but there was nothing. We stayed in all day on Friday and just cuddled, hung out, played some board games we brought and some of the Super Nintendo games they had in the cabin. It snowed again and after dark we started hearing more noises. Around 1 a.m. Faye woke me up and told me she was hearing a voice outside. I screamed to listen and I thought I could make out the sound of a man crying very far away, but his voice was drowned by the wind, so I wasn't absolutely certain of what I heard. We went back to sleep, but again around 4:45 a.m. we heard him more distinctly and closer. He sounded like he was calling for help. But he would dip into another language that I have never heard before. We called the ranger station at the bottom of the hill using my cell phone and they told us they'd get up there and check it out. We never saw them and I doubt they ever came. Goodness. On Saturday, things got really scary. As if this wasn't scary enough, there's like more. It snowed again in the morning, like, what's with the snow? And I stopped getting service for most of the day. Faye and I watched movies and tried to Skype with her family, but that didn't work. She went to sleep early around 8, while I did some photo editing on my laptop in the living room. She woke up crying hysterically. When I asked her what was wrong, she said she had a dream that she was lost in the woods outside and something was following her. I cuddled with her until she fell back asleep and eventually I drifted off too. Faye woke me up around 1 a.m. She was absolutely beside herself. I've never seen her so afraid in my life, and just the look on her face really unsettled me. She told me that she heard the man outside again, but she recognized the voice. She was absolutely convinced that it was her grandfather's voice.
Grandfather.
Yeah, and that he was wandering around outside begging for help. Faye's grandpa died when we were seniors in college 4 years ago. I told her that she was dreaming, but then I heard the voice too. I never met the guy, so I wouldn't recognize his voice, but it did sound different from the night before. It sounded older. I had to do everything I could to keep her from running off into the woods looking for him.
Yeah.
Eventually, she realized that the possibility of it being him was absurd, so we put a movie on at a good volume and fell back asleep. My cell phone wouldn't connect a single call. So I think this is what ghosts do. They try to use personal touch to lure the victims into the work so that they can do whatever they want.
Very
and
smart.
Yeah, this is the classic example of that. But there's more. What happened last night, Sunday, was the thing that has sent me over the edge. Essentially, the same thing happened. Around 1 a.m., at which point I was still awake, almost expecting the noise to happen, I heard a voice. This time, it was a woman's. Thankfully, it was distinct enough that I didn't wake Faye. I walked into the bathroom and cracked the window open just a tiny bit. The frosty air that came through that crack seemed like a death sentence to me as a Californian. We get that. Nobody could survive outside for long in that. Not without serious military-grade winter gear. And yet, someone was wandering around out there, stepping on twigs and crying. I'm a reasonable, skeptical, sometimes arrogant, but I'm telling you, the voice sounded exactly like my mother's. My mom is alive and well and living in Southern California, so my brain instantly cramped at the sound of her voice out here in the Rocky Mountains. I would know my mother's voice anywhere.
Yeah.
I think we all would. And I'm telling you, I'm 90% sure it was hers, which is way, way too sure to not scare the shit out of me. I grabbed my light and went outside with a blanket wrapped around me and my hiking boots on. I circled the entire cabin and looked around. There was no push out of the way in a big meandering pattern that snaked in and out of the tree line, like someone was drunkenly shuffling around. Maybe they were injured. The path went right up to the bathroom window and then back into the woods. Each time the voice called out, I shouted, "Mom, who's there or who are you?" And each time the voice receded further into the woods. I'm pretty certain it was trying to coax me deeper and deeper into the forest away from the cabin. I'm still alive because I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to die like some gumbass in a bad horror movie. I went back inside and made sure that we were locked down tight.
Thank God.
Since I can't call the radio station, I'm posting this in Skeg. I will keep you updated. It's Monday and we got a hold of Faye's gag. The weather is supposed to clear up tomorrow, so he's going to pick us up in his truck and help get my car down the mountain. I will keep you all informed. Only one more night in this place. Oh my gosh. Okay, there's more. Wow. This is on Monday. I've been able to get online twice today. I wish I knew more about electronics, but I am a history teacher, so I don't think I can fix the Wi-Fi or predict when it will work. I can send or receive emails and some Reddit posts, but I cannot load some websites. Faye hasn't been feeling well since noon. She developed a stomach ache and has been intermittently throwing up. We both ate the same thing and I feel fine, so I'm not sure what it is. She sometimes gets like this when she gets worked up. Although I am an atheist, she is very Catholic and is pretty convinced that something supernatural is going on. No need for alarm at the moment. She does not have a fever and I'm keeping her hydrated and in high spirits. She seems to be on meds. We went to sleep about 1.5 hours ago. Some noises to report: cackling, repetitive vocalizations in the forest, probably 100 yards out. The tree line starts at about 20 yards out, so this sound is coming from much deeper. Some movement spotted just behind the tree line at dusk, but could be elk or deer. Couldn't see very much. Keeping all the curtains closed, windows locked, furniture in front of the front door, back door, and I'm checking in on Faye every half hour. Her gag will be here in the late morning to pick us up. And yeah, that is it. Yeah. I think they're pretty much alive. This is...
Yeah.
I mean, this cabin is
haunted.
Oh my gosh. Like, first of all, the weather itself. I mean, it just... It's snowing so much, and it seems to be very cold out there, and no cell reception makes it worse. No Wi-Fi makes it like even bad.
Worse.
Yeah. So yeah, this was like, yeah, I'm pretty creeped out and tired by this.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, I am actually quite impressed with this guy. I mean, sometimes people are just crazy and curious enough to just go ahead and like start looking into the woods, and that's how they die. And this guy is
very smart.
Yeah, very smart.
And very prepared.
Yep. So, moral of the story, watch more horror movies and learn from them. And do not go into a remote cabin with, like, I don't know, alone, or maybe you should just not go there.
If you wanna go with 10 people.
But still, you're pretty much locked in.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't make any sense. You know? So, yeah. That's it.
I told you to smile. It was the 2nd of January, 2:04 a.m. I woke up to a knocking on the door. One knock every 3 seconds. I slipped on my slippers and walked down the stairs. As I walked down, the knocking on the door got faster, almost like a heartbeat. When I got to the door, the knocking stopped. And I looked outside and nobody was there. I went back up to my room and went back to bed, thinking it was just some kids playing a prank. At 4:21 a.m., I woke up to the front door slamming shut. I jumped terrified. I looked over at my frosted window to find smile written all over it in the frost.
Whoa.
Ooh. I grabbed my phone next to me to call 911. Only to find a message written on it.
Oh no.
Saying, "I told you to smile."
Oh no.
I cried and ran for my life. Sorry. I cried and ran for my life, running outside. As I got outside, I knocked on my neighbor's house across the road. They answered and held me while I was sobbing. They phoned the police at exactly 5:42. The police came to my neighbor's house after an extensive search of my house. They told me there had been no evidence at all of anyone in my house other than me. The messages on the window were gone. Same with my phone. They told me to get some sleep and advised me to see the doctor about stress and anxiety problems. But I knew what happened to me was real. The following evening, after spending the day at my neighbor's, I went home I went up to my bedroom and set up a camera. It was aimed at my bedroom door and my bed. I set it to record and went to sleep. Thankfully, I slept through the night. However, as I watched the footage, I couldn't believe what I saw. At 3 in the morning, something crawled out from under my bed. It was a completely naked, anorexic man. He stood up and looked at me on the bed. He did so for another hour, not moving at all. Then he moved. He walked over to the camera until his face took up the whole shot. He was extremely pale and had bulging veins all over his head. His eyes were all black with a huge smile on his face. He stared at the camera for another 2 hours, not blinking, just slightly twisting his head every now and again. After 2 hours of him staring went past, he walked back over to my bed and crawled back under. I skipped the video forward until it showed me getting up and walking over to the camera. The video finished, I was frozen with fear. The video showed him going back under but not leaving. Whatever it was still here. It was still there. Ending.
No! Oh my god.
It's a cliffhanger.
Get out of the house and do not go there back again.
Move to another place.
Yeah. This man has been living in this person's house for some time now. No. Oh my gosh. I'm never going to sleep if I'm alone in a house without checking what's under my bag now.
But he did a good thing, setting up a camera.
Yeah, he got his evidence. I mean, he wouldn't have found out there was a man hiding under his bag. So, yeah, that's pretty scary. My goodness. Whew. So yet another Reddit post. So I used an app called Sleep as Android to improve my sleep. Mm-hmm. One of the features is that it records your nighttime noises, snoring, sleep talk, cover ruffles, coughing, etc. I have been using this app since 1st October of 2013. I have never caught anything other than sounds created by me changing positions or coughing or something like that. Although I have been told several times I talk in my sleep by other people. On 30 December at 2:04 a.m., I caught something very weird. To set up, this night I was sleeping in my bed. My 3-year-old was with me that night as he is scared of the dark. Aww. It was just the two of us in the whole house. The next night I decided to go through and delete my recordings and saw this particular record. I'm so scared by this. I read it and I was so scared. In it, you can hear some clicks that start to get louder over the course of the recording. Eventually, you can hear me say, "What are you doing?" And immediately after, there is a deep voice that says, "Nothing." The clicks become very loud at that point, and at the very end of the recording, you hear the same voice say, "That's them."
Them?
I am pretty creeped out by this. I don't remember being awake that night. The only possible explanation is that I answered my own sleep talking, but the voice doesn't even sound like me or something I could emulate. It definitely doesn't sound like a voice of my preschooler could emulate either. I have no idea what the clicks could be. I keep a fan going at night for white noise, but the clicks sounds like they are coming from right near my phone, which is placed right by me on my bedside table.
Oh.
I want to say that I've picked up the clicks a few times on recordings, but deleted them thinking it was nothing. This is the first time I've ever heard anything though. So she also has given us the audio. I would love some debunking here. I like creepy stuff, but certainly not in my own home.
That's me.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play the original audio now. This is scary as hell. Yeah. Just like, listen to this. Oh, you can clearly hear her say, "What are you doing?" And
yeah.
The click sound is just... I don't understand what the clicking sound is. It's then there's also this cleaned up version. So I have no idea what happens in that. So let's also listen to that. Maybe we'll have some more clarity. That is extremely creepy. My goodness. My goodness. This is going to haunt me.
Forever.
Yeah. I mean, and yeah. None of, like, no one in the comments even, like, they don't know. Nobody has, like, kind of figured out what it is. So, we'll never know. Like, the fact that someone was in her room, so close to her, is... I have no idea what to say. I'm just so scared at this just point. Oh, my
speechless.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Woo!
Little Shadow. I'm the little shadow you see in the corner of your eye when you're alone in your apartment, watching a scary movie in the dark. Or more accurately, I'm the little shadow you saw in the corner of your eye 2 years and 4 months ago. Yes, I've been keeping track of you. I keep track of everyone. We all do. It's our job. We are sent to check up on humans, see how things are going. Mostly it's fine, but I just thought I'd let you know. 2 years and 4 months ago is when you last saw me. You caught a glimpse of me and looked to the right. It's a good thing you did that, because to your left was a much bigger shadow. Well, shadow isn't the really right word. Demon.
Oh no.
Whatever you wanna call it. If you had seen it, it would have killed you. That's another part of my job. By the way, distract you from those things. I've been checking on you ever since, and everything's been fine until now. I can't get you to see me for some reason. You just won't look my way. So please, whatever you do, don't look to your left.
I'm never going to look to my left.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this sounds like an angel. And she or he is definitely trying to save this person from a demon. And this person has stopped looking at this angel, thinking that this angel might be something dangerous, which is just
unusual.
And I have no idea. Okay, a short one. But yeah, don't look to your left.
Don't look.
Alright, so let's just end this episode on a much light-hearted, happier note. So we have some jokes here. First one. Anyone else notice your clothes only get caught on door hangers when you are already angry or annoyed?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Instagram is not Instagram anymore. It's Snapchat and TikTok.
Yeah, that's right.
It very relatable. Do y'all ever just take your mom's phone to close all her open apps?
Yes. And brightness.
Yeah. Brightness is always so high. My goodness.
I will go blind if I don't.
Yeah. Kinda sucks that people have started recognizing faces with masks on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a good way to avoid people, and now people have like started recognizing and it's like... Do you all remember when principals used to sit in our classes?
Yeah.
And our teachers became fake nice for a gay?
Yes.
Every time I fold my blanket, I feel my mother would be so proud of me. Girls don't need flowers. Get them a rubber band that fits in exact twists. That is so accurate. Like, sometimes I would have a rubber band which, like, if I do two knots, it becomes sometimes it's too tight.
And sometimes
it's too loose. And then when I go on with the third knot, it becomes very tight. So there are like just like a few rubber bands which are absolutely perfect. And it's a huge task searching for those things. So
flowers always decay.
Yeah.
They are very high maintenance.
We don't need them. Anyways, So we also have an exciting announcement. So we had a really, really great prospect come to us. So if you don't know, then if you are living under a rock, and if you don't know who Joe Diamond is, he is
a magician.
A mind reader, America's greatest mind reader. And he is going to be a celebrity host for our next episode. We are so excited to have him on here. We are like, literally, we just told him to plan everything out since he's such a great mind reader. So I think it will be interesting for you guys as well, because we could, he said that he would like have some things planned for you guys to participate in as well. So
we don't know what that is.
Yeah.
It will be a great surprise.
Yeah, it will be a great surprise, a great episode. So please stay tuned. It will be coming out next Sunday. We'll have more geekettes coming on in this later this week. And we are going to be recording that today. So we are like so excited. And just honestly, this has been the greatest thing ever. Oh my goodness, I'm just so happy.
Yeah,
I cannot stop smiling. And hopefully it is a great episode. It will be something different than what we normally do. So I'm excited for you guys to listen to something else. You know, sometimes it's good to have a mix. So yeah, thank you so much for listening again. Stay tuned for the Joe Diamond special episode. And yeah, we'll see you in the next one. You know, the exciting celebrity celebrity host one. And yeah, thank you so much again for listening. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.